Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We're on location for this episode. We're up in Atlanta at the G3 conference, and I'm bumping into various people up here that we're going to put on the show. But we've just bumped into Jeremy Volo, and he's going to talk to us here in a little bit about some of the influences on him. But he pastors Grace Community Church in the border town of Laredo, Texas.
That's right.
So, Jeremy, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Nichols. It's good to be here.
So, before you stepped into the pulpit, you were on the pitch. Is that right?
Yes. I played 4 years of professional soccer, and about halfway through those 4 years, 2 years in, I began feeling this intolerable burden to preach the gospel, and my passion was waning from the football field and into the pulpit, and so soon after, I entered into ministry.
And into the pulpit you went.
That's right.
And before that, Philadelphia area.
Yes.
So we've got that Pennsylvania Keystone
That's
State
right.
connection
That's
in
right.
common.
I knew there was something special about you.
Indeed. We can spot it. Well, it's good to chat with you. And at this point, you're sort of early in your ministry. And you've also planted a church, though, across the border.
Right. Right?
So you've planted a church in Mexico. So just tell us a little bit about maybe some of the influences from church history on you in terms of just you personally and your pastoral ministry and what you're trying to do there in the church.
One of the greatest influences in recent church history on me as a young preacher has been The Doctor.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
this
Martin
is the
Lloyd
Welsh-born
yes.
London preacher, D. Martin Lloyd-Jones.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, it's just his preaching. His passion for souls, the unction that you feel, even in the recordings, even in his writings, which are the transcripts of his preaching,
yes.
you can feel the passion and what's driving the preaching, the cohesive, the coherent, the logical breakdown, the deep exegesis of Scripture. It's filled with unction, which is clearly divine, the unction of the Holy Spirit, and it's hard not to be riveted and motivated by his preaching.
You're in good company. It seems like everyone I bump into is influenced by Lloyd-Jones. Derek Thomas, very much influenced. Sinclair Ferguson. RC talked about the influence of Lloyd-Jones, and just recently a conversation with John MacArthur about the influence. And I remember my pastor up in Lancaster had two pictures above his desk. One was Edwards, and the other was The Good Doctor. So you're in good company, Jeremy. Any other influences from church history?
Well, particularly recently, George Whitefield. I've been working through his 2-volume biography, and he, again, a man impassioned, this intolerable burden for souls. What's fascinating to me, one dimension of Whitefield, is he very well could have stayed put where he was in the UK and had a thriving ministry, and yet he couldn't be held back from the new terrain in the West and going into America and really uncharted territory, and which he discovered to be much more difficult than he at first realized. But even leaving the crowds and staying stabilized in one place and having a popular ministry, he was after the souls who had not been reached. And we're obviously here at G3, which is the focus on missions this year, and hardly anyone with a larger heart for the unreached peoples than George Whitefield.
It was a real passion that drove Whitefield. And the interesting thing is you had all these people who thought they were churched. And because they were churched, they were Christian. And I think, you know, Wesley preached this sermon, but I think Whitefield actually preached it first, the almost Christian, right? And so he had this passion for folks who may not even been aware of their need for the gospel.
Right.
And he's crisscrossing back, speaking of the Keystone State. There he is in Philadelphia quite often, speaking to crowds of tens of thousands. So Lloyd-Jones and George Whitefield, those are two pretty good influences.
Absolutely.
So, well, it's been a delight talking to you. Blessings on your ministry there in Laredo, and thanks for your time with us.
Thanks.
Well, that's Jeremy Volo talking about The Doctor and talking about the revivalist, the evangelist, George Whitfield. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history.
Well, as we finish this week's episode, here's a quote from that early church father, Basil of Caesarea. "Now perfect and complete glorying in God is this, not to exalt in one's own righteousness, but being aware that one is lacking in true righteousness, to be justified by faith alone in Christ."